All right, so we're live.
And we're on.
And we're live. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight?
Good, good.
Yeah.
So today we're going to do things a little bit different. We're just going to quickly run through our sponsors because we're going to change our intro. I don't know when we're going to get a chance to do that, but that's the plan. So we're going to start off by saying thank you to our sponsor, Big Country Outfitters.
Antler Springs Skulls and Mounts.
Mike Jones Knife and Tool.
And Monster Camo.
All right. That's our brand new one. We just brought them on. They just agreed to be seen with our funny looking faces in pictures and hashtags and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. It's kind of pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, it is. It is good. And their stuff's good. So I feel good about that.
All right. So if you want promo code, you have to stay and listen till the end.
Yeah.
Right?
We're going to make your ears bleed.
If you want 10% off Monster Camo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait till the end.
Yeah.
We're not going to give it up now.
No.
Okay.
Ah. So what's new?
Well, bear season is in full swing.
Full swing, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd see it.
Yeah, it wasn't easy. Well, it's a long season, you know. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of hunting to be done and we book quite a few clients each year, so you never really know. It's hard to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes the bear gods smile on you and you do well. Maybe you get a day or so off or, you know, a day or so early or whatever. So it's very difficult to plan because, of course, our first and foremost is the clients at that time of year. So we have to kind of work with whatever happens. So I didn't know if I was going to be sitting here or not, but I thought it was important to get here.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad you made her. So we've been busy as hell, too, doing farm stuff here, yard work. I'm just looking out the window behind you here in my...
I thought you were gazing into my eyes.
No, I'm looking at my big fat horse out there.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're not looking at me then.
Pushing through the fence. He's got grass up to his knees over here, but he's got to push through the fence there. It's just, man.
Yeah, make work.
More fence to fix. So, but we got the garden all ready.
Did you get all your carrots planted?
I got to get two more packages. What? I like carrots.
No, it's good. It's great.
And it's, you know, I like to grow a good...
solid garden.
Solid carrot.
Yeah. You know, and you don't like anybody messing with them until they're at a certain...
Don't touch my carrots until they're big enough.
He yells and screams and jumps up and down.
No, I don't. I just... like waiting for the carrots to be worth eating. Yeah.
So the kids sneak them anyway.
Well, they got to be thin, so yeah. Whatever. Anyways, oh crap, we went mushroom picking today.
Yeah.
So
you went out. You went out into a portion of the burn.
Yes, we went out west of us here to the big burn that we talked about last year.
Yeah.
And the morels are just starting to pop, so we did pretty good though. We got a couple pails full of morels.
Yeah.
So we stopped at the buyers on the way out there and sold one pail, and we brought one pail home.
So there's buyers just positioned out there?
Yeah, there's a buyer at Nasco and a buyer at Fishpot Lake there. So
oh, yeah.
I think it's the same buyer, just two different locations.
Right, right.
So, but prices are quite low this year, $5 a pound.
Yeah. So. Well, I imagine there's lots of them out there. Everybody's doing it.
There's a ton of country.
Yeah.
So
lots of mushrooms, but
we didn't even cover much country. We, you know, we only went down the road about, 15K
right
into the burn there.
Yeah.
And then worked our way back.
So is there a lot of pickers out there then?
No, we only seen two other people. So right now.
And I see that there's, and I've just kind of noticed this on the social media stuff, is that there's a lot of people picking for themselves. I mean, that's what they're saying. Maybe they're selling some, but there's a lot of people right now that realize, hey, now's the time to stockpile.
Well, that's what we went to do, right? And we just had a pretty good day, so we thought we'd sell some, pay for our fuel and our lunch and our fuel to go out. We're going to go, I think, in a couple of days here, try again.
Good.
We're gonna take the kids out of school and take them out for the day.
I think that's important.
So yeah,
they're gonna learn something that they don't learn in school.
Oh yeah, man.
Good.
I hit a couple patches today there that I've never seen them that good, you know, and they weren't even fully popped yet. So
good,
man. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. And that's life after the burn, and we're seeing that as well. You know, I headed out pretty early this year as far as booked bear hunts. And the only really, the reason for that was I don't typically book much before the 15th of May. I want to know that the bears are out and active. And this year especially, we had all that snow. I mean, you're looking out of your house mid-April and it's still a snowstorm. And I think, man, I got guys coming in less than a month. This isn't, you know, this isn't boding well. But then we had that, you know, hot snap. The heat kicked on. Everything disappeared.
Flooded the hell out of everything.
Yeah, flooded the hell out of the country, destroyed roadways. You know, just it was cool. Well, look at NASCO itself.
Yeah.
You know, they survived the burn last year with a lot of evacuations and a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And then we go through a winter that could only be called kind of a classic winter with fairly good snow conditions, like heavy snow conditions and cold weather. And now they get airlifted out again now because the NASCO River floods.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you should see the sandbags out there.
Yeah, no, I went through. I seen them.
Did you?
Yeah. Just trying to protect the buildings.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, thankfully, those waters have gone down, and they're probably not going to come back up.
No.
It's done now, so everybody seems to be okay. But we did end up booking an earlier bear hunter, and just that was their time schedule. And you know what? They when their heart is set on coming, I don't want to turn them away. So heading out into part of the territory, you know, kind of those westerly borders, the fire crept in and burnt some of that. And so we did spend some time just kind of getting an idea of what was happening out there. And what I did notice was that quite possibly during the burn, and this would have been some of its outer edges, that maybe it did push animals out. Not so much. I mean, we haven't found any carcasses or anything, but in the very beginning, really the only tracks we seen were some coyotes and some wolves and the odd bear track. There'd be one kind of snooping around. Mm-hmm. Well, fast forward to today or, you know, at least a couple days ago when I was out there, completely different world, completely different. The grass is coming up instead of the landscape having that black charred look. Now it's got a green haze everywhere. Some of the areas that had a little bit more moisture in them are actually just carpets of grass and the animals are coming back through like crazy.
All those little meadows and stuff that you couldn't see before, they're just so brilliant,
vibrant
green, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You see them.
There's tons of stuff that you never even know was in there. Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, rock faces and ridges it's amazing. All the little waterways and everything that
exactly that now we can see.
Yeah, no, it's great.
And it is, you know, it's a way, things had to get cleaned up.
I like exploring through those burn areas too, you know, you see all the different stuff Right. And we've seen lots of, like, wildlife.
Yeah, no, there's evidence that the burn is already getting populated with wildlife.
Burn, it's doing good. Birds and birds and bugs and all that other stuff. And like,
I seen two mule deer in the burn when I was picking today too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and those deer have had to move a ways out. So that's good.
It's hard to tell whether, you know, stuff was killed because of the fire. Like I found a few spots where there was bones and stuff.
Right.
So I don't know if it was bones that was already there or bones that burnt. But there's some areas it burnt hot, like burnt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just dust.
But what amazed me though, like some of the areas that we found, that is the case. And it looked as though we were, you know, kind of walking more on ash, but the grass is still busting through.
Oh yeah.
And that's super
cool.
Yeah,
and the fireweed.
Yeah, that is just super cool.
Yeah.
So I think the wildlife, it's going to do well.
But like you look at, you drive through the burn, what was it, 9 years ago? Just past Slide there, between Slide and Asco.
Yeah.
Like you drive through there and that's beautiful moose habitat.
It's incredible. And bears, deer.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah. So... it is what it is, and it's just, I think it'll be
better in the long run.
It'll be better in the long run. It's Mother Nature cleaning up everything.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, what needed to be cleaned up.
All those little plantations of pines that they planted are all gone.
Cleaned right up.
Man, yeah.
Even those really trashy cut blocks. I mean, the cut blocks out there are trashy as fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a mess. There's garbage. I get it. You don't have the same profit margin on beetle wood, but it's also a really good excuse to just make shit really ugly. Mm-hmm. And, but I'll tell you, when the fire hit that, man, it ate that shit up too. Cleaned it right up.
Where we were the other day, where Rafe got his bear.
Yeah. And congratulations. Yes, yeah. Rafe got a bear.
Yeah. My boy there, he got his first bear.
That was cool.
Nice brown bear. So yeah, no, that's, he was super pumped with that, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But anyways, like you drive into the burn where we were there, and it's probably 5 miles you can see, and it's just all looks like rolling hills now.
Yes.
You know, and it's all green. It's coming up nice green. So yeah.
So if anybody's listening out there that has some extra elk laying around, go and throw them out there. I mean, excellent elk habitat.
I think it's going to be great for the mule deer.
But I think it'll be great too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'll be great for everything.
So yeah. Maybe it's just what we need.
I think it was. I mean, we didn't need it in the moment. It really sucked. Mm-hmm. You know, sucked monkey balls to be here during that summer. Last summer was horrible. But you know what? That's the way she goes.
Mm-hmm. Let's hope we don't have it again.
Yeah.
You know?
That's all we can do is hope.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah. So the bear season, you mentioned bears. The bear season for us has been going super good. Lots of numbers out there, size, numbers, colors. We're doing really well. And currently right now, back at camp, we've got another 4 anxious hunters ready to hit the trail. So
perfect.
We're all geared up. They've shot in. And, we're ready to go make some more memories.
Good.
Yeah.
Right on.
So we had some pretty exciting ones. We had some boys from Denmark here. And there was one particular hunt that was pretty... It was pretty cool. It was pretty special. So there were two buddies, two lifelong buddies, and one buddy ended up doing, you know, financially a little bit better than the other buddy. And so the money buddy, he ended up, you know, kind of paying most of, like a vast majority of the other guy's hunt. And he understood that, you know, his friend, his longtime friend, there's no way he'd ever be able to come to British Columbia to go on a hunt. So he wanted to treat him to it. And that puts the guides under a little bit of pressure, you know, like it's hunting is hunting. But at the same time, these guys have traveled from Denmark. This guy's never going to be able to do it again. Even if I give him some sort of screaming deal, you know, maybe otherwise than free. But of course, then there's airfare on top of that and everything. You know, the chances are this is his one shot at it. And so we spent some time. We looked at some bears. We seen quite a few bears each day and didn't really see the right one. And then finally, we were actually headed to another spot. We'd done a bunch of glassing up on some high country that we've got here. And as we were driving down, we looked up into a cut block and we spotted this beautiful bear, like just gorgeous color bear. And a lot of these Danes, their thought of coming to Canada is to kill a black bear. Mm-hmm. That's what they want to kill. They want to kill a black bear. I've brought plenty of them onto our color bears because, you know, we've got some great color here.
Yep.
And they're just, there's no interest there whatsoever. They would actually much rather even a smaller version of a black bear as long as it's black. And it's just, it's something that they've seen. It's something that they, you know, that's what it's something that says Canada is to have a black bear. So we looked at him and I said, well, you know, he's a good sized bear. He's a solid bear, but you know, the unfortunate part is he's got some color to him. Like, you know, you got to decide. Anyway, so he decided that, you know, the hunt was great. The hunt was right. And this was a beautiful animal and, he wanted to give it a shot. So we gave it a shot. He was highly nervous. He didn't even bring a rifle of his own. He was using money buddies. Right. So he didn't even bring his own rifle. And, so he got lined up and we had to wait a long time. Like we had to wait for the bear to get into position and he would duck in and out. You know what it's like, right? Yeah. You see, you start to get set up, but he's ducking in and out of position. You don't know. Ultimately a bear can do something that only a bear would do. And he could head the other direction or he could just vanish, like just disappearing act. And, so then suddenly way off to the right, he appeared. So I had to get his attention and let him know because he was actually looking for him in a different spot. And the bear started to appear and he was just kind of ambling along and feeding a little bit on the dandelions. And so anyway, buddy got lined up. He made an absolute perfect shot. Perfect shot. The boar dropped like just like a light switch. And there was one little push off of the back leg. So he was right on the edge of a ditchway. So he kind of slid out of sight. And of course, buddy, not knowing, like he thought it was solid, but there's a lot going on right now. And so I assured him that no, it's all good. We'll get up there. He'll be right there. It's mm-hmm. all good.
Yeah.
And, so it was a little bit of a jaunt. We had to kind of get up and around and get, you know, back up to where the bear was. And you know, he stood up, above the bear looking down, and it was all starting to sink in. And when he said, you know, can we go down? You know, it was just a slight ditch, 6 feet deep or something. And so, yeah, let's go down and take a look at him. And we went down there and he actually put his hands on him. You know, this guy, the realization of what this entire thing was, came all to a head right there. And he just started to cry. Like he just was the whole thing that Canada was and this trip was and everything. It all came right to that moment. So it was pretty cool. It was a neat thing, you know? So we just kind of let him be with his, you know, with his, moment. It was super cool. It was super, super cool. So, they were thrilled. And I think the other thing that really impressed them, was that during that process, even when we were dealing with getting him cleaned up, okay, we want to get some pictures. We want to move this animal. We want to, you know, then we've got to get him, you know, back to the ranch ultimately. Mm-hmm. That the animal was just seen with the utmost respect from everybody, you know, it was a big, cool moment. So, yeah, that was probably the most memorable as of right now. Not that, you know, every one of them hasn't been memorable, but that was a cool one for this spring. And we're only halfway through. So yeah. I'm looking forward to some more.
Right on. Well, I'm going to try and get out here again, for my own tag here. Maybe when Brad gets back up here, we'll head out with the dogs and,
right,
you know, go chase some bears.
So when did he figure he's coming back up?
He should be here in the next couple days. He said end of the month. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it should be good. It's only getting better and better.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the only thing that I'm seeing that could be a bit of a challenge is that I think the grass is starting to grow in where it's deep now, so the bears can move off to that a bit. But
yeah, but are they showing any rut sign yet?
No, I haven't seen anything yet. I've seen one rub, and then kind
see,
of...
See, that's where the dogs are good when they're in the starting in the rut.
There. Yeah.
You know, you can...
They can pick that up.
Pick right that away. Up, whereas you might not see them,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sure right now, I'm sure right now, no, I'm sitting on my phone. It's buzzing. Just sit.
I'm sitting on something too, but I don't know. I got something crawling between my butthole and my nutsack here. I hope I don't have a tick or something.
Well, let's check. We'll check right now. I'm going to check Sean for ticks.
Yeah.
Stay tuned. That's after the monster promo code.
That's the YouTube channel.
So, yeah, anyway, no, we did see a little bit of rut, a little bit. I seen the odd kind of brush, but I haven't noticed any of the like not brand new marks, not brand new, you know, tracking, but it should be right away here.
Kicking in here soon.
I think this week and the next week, I think it's going to be pretty hot, which I'm hoping so because I've, you know, got hunters in then. Mm-hmm. So
perfect.
And it sounds like Mike Messini, he was on the, he is Biohacker U.
Yes.
And, yep. So it sounds like he's chomping at the bit. I know he has some stories to tell. Not sure what went on in New Zealand for him, how everything went. I did hear about an unfortunate case of a tar that went for a flight. But I can't speak of that because I only know bits and pieces of it. And I'm sure he's going to have some interesting tales to tell. But he wants to get up here. He wants to go out after a bear. So that's quite possibly going to happen, I think, on the 5th or something like that. So somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it.
Cool.
Lately.
We'll have to get him here for another podcast then.
Yeah, yeah. No, we should get him in for another podcast. Well, it'd be great to get the update on New Zealand, you know, so maybe we'll see about doing that.
Maybe he can cook us something because he was bragging about how good a cook he is.
Ooh, we could give him some morales.
Maybe a cook-off. You two could have a cook-off.
I use too much oil. Too much grease. No, yeah, we can have a cook-off.
Yeah, I think we should. Let's just throw it out there.
I made some... Let's
throw the aprons on the ground. Let's have a cook-off. Cool.
You hear that, Mike?
Yeah, you hear that?
I will be taking pictures.
All right.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
That I'm awesome.
You're awesome.
I can read minds. So another little cool deal that happened as well just a couple days ago was the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers.
Oh, yeah, that's what was I was going to say.
See,
yeah.
I can read minds, yeah. man. I can read it. No, as long as you'll take the time to look into my eyes. Yeah. Just like that.
Yeah. Quit looking at me like that.
You're making him feel uncomfortable.
I'm just trying to read your mind.
Yeah.
So we... something that I didn't know whether or not I was going to be able to go to. I knew that the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers were having, it was one of their pint nights. And really what it was is also a little bit of a membership kind of drive, like an informal meeting of people coming together and just kind of, you know, handshakes and, hey, how's it going? And this is who we are. Now, I did get the schedule quite some time ago, but unfortunately it fell, you know, right in the middle of some of my bear hunts. And so it was really difficult for me to commit. I mean, it wasn't even on kind of the half day or the three quarter day in between. It was during one of the hunts. So I did throw it out there and say, look, I'm obviously want to help here and mm-hmm. participate and promote. Unfortunately the timing isn't great, but once again, the bear god smile, then I'll be there. Mm-hmm. And it worked out. So we were able to get a bear early. And so it enabled me to get up to Prince George. And that was one of the stops in the tours. I don't remember how many stops there were, but I know Vancouver was big. I know that. Kelowna was another one. They were actually headed up to the Yukon.
They were up in the Yukon, yeah.
Yeah. So
Prince George.
It was all super cool. And and I met one of your heroes. So, and he's a good guy, you know, he's a really nice guy. So Ty Stubblefield, first time I ever met him, first time I ever talked to him. He came up as well. And, if you're listening, Ty, he was, you know, super good guy. And, there was a lot of people that were very interested in talking to him He informed us, he gave us a little breakdown. So Bill Hanlon, he kind of takes care of the BC chapter, and he's the one heading a lot of this stuff up. He's the one that was heading to all these different meetings, and super good guy, nice guy, very passionate about the work that the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers do. So he gave us a little bit of an update on what has been happening lately with the BC chapter and kind of where they're going. And it's all super good stuff. And, you know, the membership is really coming up, which is exciting. We talked about a few issues such as road density, obviously the spring, the wildlife population, you know, as a whole, you know, with some of the different animals, whether we were talking wolves or moose or caribou or whatever it was, you know, and just hopefully where the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers fit in all this and how they can help, like how they can be part of the equation. So we got that from Bill, and it was a great update, did a super job. And then Ty, he stepped up and he gave us more of a mothership type of an update on where the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers are as far as it goes to, you know, kind of main office stuff like numbers and members and the fact that they truly are there to support us and what we're trying to do here. So basically this is a ground level type of a deal where at our level, we come forward with some of the things that we're seeing and some suggestions, some ideas. And then we lift that up towards, you know, more of the main office, and they can kind of give us some support from there, and they can fill us in with some information, give us some ideas. This is how you can go about doing things. So it was that kind of a meeting. And it was it wasn't a taken minutes type thing or anything. It was just a bunch of guys hanging around the bar. It was really good. And getting a chance to meet a lot of people that are, you know, like-minded and mm-hmm. and are truly concerned, you know, and it was, the demographic was very interesting. There wasn't your old crusty fucker, you know, like your gray old, not that there's anything wrong with those guys. It just seems like it's a bit of a stereotype or whatever that they have, they're kind of set in their ways. Like these are a lot of young people that are getting into it, or maybe have only been into it for a little while, and that are very interested in the health of our province and what they can do. So it was exciting. It was really good. It was great to see such a broad demographic of people interested. So, yeah. So I, you know, told them all about you guys and some of the other support we have, you know, here in Quesnel. And so we're looking forward to getting, I don't know what it would look like, whether it'd be called the, you know, kind of the interior chapter. I guess we'll take a look at it from here. Because I think really it needs to, you know, follow less our regional type Caribou Chilcotin, Almanica. I think more, you know, their interior issues that we all deal with. So we'll see where that all goes. But right now with our numbers, I think just kind of keeping up good, healthy numbers, having some great meetings, talking to some people, some like-minded people, coming up with, you know, some ways to make it better for wildlife out there.
Right on. Well, sounds like you had fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
I wish I was able to make it.
I was
there.
Thinking of you.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking, I left a chair empty just in case.
Yeah. what time did it run till?
I think I left there just after like 9:30. I think I got it started at 6:00. I think I finally had to pull out at 9:30. Like wow. I had to, you know, I had to get all the way back home here, and you know, I am still in the middle of bear season, so I have to balance things. And that's about by the time you leave downtown Prince George and get all the way pull into my house, you're looking at, you know, a good 2 hours of run. So, you know, things are getting fairly late, but, yeah. But yeah, I mean, otherwise me and you, man, we'd be getting a room. Hmm. Yeah. We just get a room. We just stay there.
Sure.
Yeah. We just hang there, drink with Ty, invite him back to the room, you know, just to talk and shit, of course.
Oh, we could have did a podcast.
There you go.
Gather.
Yeah. He's good at that. You listen to his podcast.
Yeah.
Do you like him?
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
Oh yeah.
Oh, good.
A funny bunch of guys.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. No, it sounds like you had a good time.
Yes.
I wish I could have made her.
Next time.
Next time, man.
Yeah, next time. And you know what? There is a lot of talk of you know, bringing some of these rendezvous and these meetings and kind of more of these annual things. Like before, they were all down in Cranbrook, which of course, mm-hmm. you know, it just wasn't realistic. It's a lot of traveling to get down to there. And when you're busy anyway, you'd be looking at, even to go for, you know, a 2-day meeting down there and then 2 days of travel, you know, you're basically a week shot. And not that it's not worth it. Of course it's worth it. It's trying to balance everything. Yeah. It just never came up. So now there's talk of some of these annual type of meetings being held more towards the interior where everybody can get to. So that'd be super cool. So a lot of the people that are down at main office, you know, they'd be traveling up as well. And there would be a lot of back and forth interaction with some of these people and just the exchange of ideas. I think it's going to be good.
Cool.
So for those of you who are listening and want to learn more, you can just check them out online and you can become a member. And I believe it's extremely reasonable. A family membership is only $35.
Yeah, something like that. It's cheap. And you should do it. If you're concerned, telephone.
That's a conservative party calling.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're listening and you don't know much about it, check them out. You can Google them, Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. We are the BC chapter and, you know, check us out and see what we're about and become a member, you know, and it's not just hunters. Like I said, it's anglers and it actually is outdoorsmen. One of the things that we had talked about as well is that, the importance of having the conversation with somebody like, you know, an organization such as the Sierra Club, who might not be the biggest, you know, proponents towards hunting, you know, in fact, they're kind of against it. But it's more about the outdoors, right? And the wild places and wild animals and making certain that we conserve some of this. And so, you know, one of the things that Bill had mentioned is that we already know what our differences are and we don't need to focus on that. We mm-hmm. need to, as groups that care about these areas and these animals, we need to come together and think like-minded and talk about things. And so I think they're going down the right road. I think this is something fairly new for this, you know, for this industry and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Right on. Yeah. No, it's, yeah. I'm getting pooped.
Mm-hmm. I can tell.
It's been a long day. Mushroom picking and gardening and I had to shovel all those rows.
Did you?
Yeah.
Is it a big shovel?
Yeah.
No? Heavy?
Yeah.
It looks like
it's getting heavier.
You should talk a little bit about Rafe's bear hunt.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, maybe. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So like we mentioned earlier there, my little guy got his first bear. And so we were out scouting for mushrooms in a spot where we had found moose hunting last fall. So we thought we'd go out there and have a look around, you know, look for some bears, see if there's any mushrooms popping yet. And there wasn't nothing out there. So we were on our way back and just come kind of driving through this second growth cut block. And there was another road that coming like right angle to ours. And down at the end of it there was a, you know, that nice brown black bear just grazing along. So we just parked right where we were there, and we got out and we got all set up, and we just waited for him to graze right into range there, about 150 yards with his mom's 243, and hammered him.
Shablam.
Yeah.
Seen the pictures.
Yeah. It was great.
That's cool.
It was a perfect situation for his first bear. The bear didn't even know we were there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's incredible. So, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something that I, you know, I'm sure you're doing something. What are you going to do with it as far as it goes to eating it?
Well, he wants to get Slim Jims made out of the meat. So we deboned all the meat and it's in the freezer, and we get a chance to take it up to the sausage guy there. But he just wants tanned hide. He wants to make a blanket out of it. Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
I told him he's got to get a black one now so he can put black trim around it. So,
well, that is super cool. And one of the things I want to mention right now is that, and it's just by luck the way it worked out, that our next group of clients here, all of them drove, which was very weird. I mean, we were actually looking for the flight itineraries going, what the hell's going on? And if anybody doesn't know out there, they're beyond this whole NRA Yeti kind of squirmish, whatever's going on there. Mm-hmm. Also, a company that we worked with known as the NRA Outdoors, they closed shop. Mm-hmm. So basically NRA Outdoors, they were, a booking agency. We've known the guys that have worked there since before they actually worked there. Super good guys. Worked with them for years. And just the powers that be stepped in and said, guess what? This no longer exists. You know, they've had their reasons, whatever it is, whether it's not making money or whatever, who knows. But you know what? The guys that were involved, they went and they just kind of put their heads together and started another company called Outdoor Solutions. And so we've still been able to continue working with them. It's a great team, and we're excited to keep working with them. But we've had this bump in the road because when they stepped up and did that discontinuation of that program, well, now the information and, I mean, it's just been a challenge to know that we actually, you know, who's coming. And we had that screw up, and we've had date screw ups, and we had changes as far as it goes to, you know, just change of dates due to scheduling. And this year has been a bit more of a challenge. So suddenly we didn't have any information on any of these guys coming up. And anyway, so we found out they were driving, and they're driving as far as from Southern California and also Arizona. And the reason they're driving is so they can bring them all back. They've all stacked right up with coolers. And so these hunts that we're about to do now, and it's fairly unusual for our black bear hunts. I mean, people will consume some of them and they'll even bring some of it home. Mm-hmm. But to come up as this being equal importance of the hide as it is the meat, it sits right now at about equal for them.
Cool.
And that is super cool. It's really neat. So that is something that we see a bit of that, but to have an entire camp, and we didn't plan it that way. It just worked out that way, that this entire camp that we currently have right now, they're equally as, you know, looking for the hide as much as the meat. So it's a neat dynamic. We're excited. So they've been asking about some of the different meat cutters and of course, they've been asking if I knew a taxidermist. I'm like, well, I kind of know it's a really shitty one. I mean, I don't know. I can send you that. Oh,
well. At least you know one.
But I know one. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So you'd be hearing from these guys. Yeah. And hopefully all goes well and the bear gods smile on us once again this week.
Perfect. Well, then good luck and hope the bear gods smile on you.
Yeah. So what were you going to say? You got something to say?
Do you want to give those guys, everybody that's listened, our super awesome promo code?
Yeah.
Promo code time?
Yeah, it's promo code. Well, it's promo code. You're still awake right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you're still awake.
So far.
I'm wearing my monster camo right now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So what would the promo code be?
It's between the number 2 racks.
So people, you jump on the website. Let's get this right. So go to Monster Camo.
Go to Monster Camo.
Pick some shit. Pick some really cool shit.
They've got a huge selection of different
shirts, super great pants with lots of stretch, cool pants, warmer type camo. When you get to your cart, there's a spot for promo code and you just type in between two racks.
Simple. Just like that.
Just like that.
And what can they look for? What are they going to get off?
10%.
Perfect. Okay. You can't beat that. So we've tested Monster Camo. We beat the shit out of it. It's held up.
Yeah.
You know, it's held up. The zippers are holding up.
Yeah. Nice and comfy.
Yeah.
I've had a tear in my leg here since last October and it hasn't gotten any bigger. It
hasn't grown. Hasn't frayed. So, you know, so far we're impressed. We would like to see more and we want to use more of them. And, I've been using it. Definitely. I've found that blood tech, works because I will come back at times, especially packing some of these animals out on my back, and I will be, I'll have blood all down one side of me or down the back of me or whatever, mm-hmm. and one rip through the wash and she's completely gone. So that's a pretty handy feature right there. So, and the warm weather stuff, you know, wearing that long sleeve shirt, especially as far as it goes to the mosquitoes, although they don't completely repel every mosquito, they don't make it as easy for them to get through to you. But the whole moisture wicking and all that has been, you know, that's been important with these warmer days we've had. So I'm going to go put it to the test some more. Ready to head out tomorrow. Going to be monster camoed up.
Perfect. They got a micro down jacket, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want to check that out.
Cool. So that'll be next.
Yeah.
So we'll have to plan. We'll get some more. We'll plan for this fall and see mm-hmm. what we can do about mm-hmm. beating some more stuff up. Mm-hmm. But we're equally as impressed with them as we are with Mike's knives. So.
Speaking of lifelong friends, there, my buddy Jeremy.
Yeah.
His grandpa just died, right?
Oh.
So, I had Mike Jones build him a knife.
Really?
Yeah. I took a piece of steel from his grandpa's sawmill.
Wow.
And he made a knife for him.
Oh, that is super cool. Yeah,
one of the little badger skinners there.
I seen those.
And
nice.
It was the one with the sheep horn on the handle.
Oh, yeah. That is super awesome.
Had that made for Jeremy.
Well, that was really nice of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Mike is a super good guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
And every day he gets better.
Yes.
Like
he's just growing. Getting better and better and better. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we're at the end of the show.
All right.
And you're still awake?
Yep.
All right, man. Well, fall asleep and stay hard.
I'm going to have a glass of wine. Stay hard, man.